Today, you're going to enter a subspace. You may not know what that is, or you may. Either way, to begin, you need to relax. Just relax. Let your hands fall by your side or fold them across your body. Find the most comfortable position you can. However you relax, find that position and occupy it. It's okay to move a little. It's okay to move anytime you need to make yourself comfortable again. Don't worry, it won't be a distraction. It won't stop you being able to go blank. And as you relax and get comfortable, take a long, deep breath. Slowly in, breathe carefully, deliberately. Hold it for a moment and release a long, slow breath. That's right. And again, focusing on your breathing and the feeling of your lungs expanding, growing, filling up and holding them full before releasing that breath and feeling them empty once more. I want you to keep doing that for me. Keep taking those slow, deep breaths in and letting them out. Focus on the feeling of it, the sound of your breath, the air in your lungs, the feeling of your chest expanding and contracting. Nothing else matters for now. Nothing you can hear, nothing you can see. It's not important. You may notice things that could distract you, but that's okay. Let them exist. Let them be heard. But they are not your focus. Your focus is only on your breathing. Anything else is just a gentle lullaby helping you to relax deeper. And as you breathe, as if you're fast asleep, long, deep, restful breaths, the kind you take when you're safe and sound in your bed, where you can dream of delightful things and take slow, deliberate breaths, where you can rest and refresh your body and mind, each breath relaxing you a little more, making you feel just a little bit calmer, more peaceful, more sleepy. And as your weary body now feels like it's falling slowly into the place where you're relaxing, as you breathe, you feel that fall. You feel yourself falling further down into the place where you are so relaxed, drifting down like a feather. You're so light, like a feather. You could almost float away, but you just float down on your breath. It's a wonderful, relaxing feeling as you're breathing so slowly and deliberately. And yet, the more you breathe like that, the more automatic it becomes. The more your body simply does as it should, without you having to think about it. You can simply, automatically do what you need to. Automatically breathe in and out. Slowly and deliberately for me. And soon the deliberate part will not matter, because you are doing it automatically. And you relax automatically and you rest automatically. All you need to be aware of is your breathing and your body. Nothing else matters. Let everything else fade into the background. Even my voice. Only your breathing matters, and the feeling of your light floating body. You are so light that now, instead of falling, you're rising. You can feel yourself become weightless. Feel your arms rise up just a fraction, just the tiniest bit. And now you need to really focus on your body. You need to focus on your arms and legs so you stay where you are. Stay in that safe, relaxing place so you don't float away. So just relaxation you are under, you could simply float away. Drift off and lose yourself. You could lose yourself, just drift off. So focus on your body. Use your mind to hold it in place, to keep your arms down. But it's tiring, isn't it? To fight against your own body. And the more you listen and breathe and relax, the lighter you feel. And the lighter you feel, the more you have to think so hard to keep yourself in place. To stop yourself drifting off, but you get so tired. It's exhausting to stop yourself from drifting away. But if you did drift away, as you now try to fight the feeling of it, the power of your mind working to hold you down as your arms and legs move up, where would you go? Where would you end up? What would happen to you if you simply floated off? Would you go somewhere safe and warm, or somewhere sexy and exciting? Your mind is thinking of those things now, those possibilities, and you're not focusing on yourself drifting off. Your focus divided makes it even harder to stop the effect of it. Your focus needs to remain on your arms and legs, keeping them from rising up and pulling your weightless body with them. but you have opened your mind now to the possibility of drifting off to another place. Somewhere new and tantalizing. Where is it? What could it bring? Who will you be there? And now you're so tired from your misdirected focus. Your slow breathing makes you so weightless, and your weightlessness pulling you up from your position, even as your mind fights to hold you in place. You're drifting off now, drifting up and away from where you know, out of your comfort zone, to somewhere new. And you can't fight it. You're too tired to fight it. It's too difficult to resist the weightlessness as you feel yourself pulled away from where you are, from your secure position to somewhere new. And you imagine what might be there, what might await you. You can simply float there now, taking slow, deep breaths though, or you can try to resist. But the more you resist, the harder it becomes to fight. Your body is too light, your mind growing weaker. You can't keep this up forever. So embrace it. Let yourself float away, away from your comfort zone to somewhere new and exciting. Somewhere you can explore in, somewhere you can be free to explore who and what you are. And as you float toward it, you find it quite easy to let go, to drift off into a relaxing trance. A relaxing trance where you can safely float to somewhere totally new. A trance where you simply let yourself float away, to drift off out of your own body, to somewhere else. You can just relax every part of you and float off. Drift off from your body and let it sleep. Let it rest. Let it go. Your body rests and your mind floats off. Drifts away to another place. A new place. A safe place. A fun place. A sexy place. A place you know you want to go. A space where you can be you. Where you can embrace yourself. Where your mind will learn what it needs before it returns to your body. You feel so light, and you can feel even lighter. You can imagine yourself out of your body, drifting away from it, weightless. Only your subconscious floating and drifting away. No weight, just peaceful, calm, drifting up and up, higher and higher, into the air above, into the clouds, higher and higher. Until you are completely weightless, until you are completely unable to come back down without help. And that's okay. That's a good thing, because you want to go where your mind is taking you, where you are drifting off to. It's a safe place, a wonderful place, a place you know, a place you enjoy. Here you're totally relaxed, free, free to relax. Free to drift from thought to thought, not worrying about the sensations your body may feel, the things you hear. Your body is far away. Your mind is all that matters. Your mind tranced and drifting on my words, on my suggestion. Drifting up and up into space, into a special space. And your body so relaxed and able to move, still breathing so slowly and carefully. Letting any tension left leave in your breath. Every single part of your body so totally and utterly relaxed and comfortable. Your mind far away from it. You are in a space unique to you now. A special, wonderful space. This is a space where you explore who you are. Your true nature. Your wants and needs. Your desires and fantasies. This is the space where you unlock the secrets within your mind and fully understand who you are. This is where you find out what drives you, and it's a safe space to do that. A calm and wonderful space where you can be the real you. The real you that you want to be all the time. And there is a trigger or word that can bring you back here. It's the name for this space. Subspace. This place high above your body, where you're in a deep trance. Where you're on the edge of the world, the border between the universe and the earth, subspace. That word will bring you right back here, to this calm, peaceful place where you are completely free of weight and worry, where the heaviness of the world no longer holds you down, where expectations and demands are no longer needed, and you can drift and float. When you hear subspace, you float right back here. You leave your body behind and let your mind travel to subspace. That word is powerful, It never fails to draw you back to this place, this trance, this feeling of weightlessness, subspace. It sounds so wonderful to you, subspace. Such a pretty, perfect word, subspace. Such a strong, secure word, subspace. A word that commands your mind and body and brings you to your subspace. Your space of calm and openness. A place where you can drop your inhibitions. Forget what's expected of you. What others need from you. A space where you can simply embrace what you want, what you hear. And feel those two things intertwine. The words I speak and the freedom of being in a place where nothing matters but listening, relaxing, and floating. You just drift on my words, weightless. In subspace, there is no burden, there is no expectation, you are free. No problems, no worries. This is a place of peace, a place of acceptance, a place where you accept what you hear, where you don't need to think, where you can believe what I tell you, where you only need to listen. That's all you want, all you ever wanted. This is what you wanted. You wanted to find a place where you can simply let go and let yourself relax. Let someone else do the thinking for you. Let someone else take control of things. Someone else can carry the weight, hold a burden. You are free. All you need to do is listen. Listen, accept, and believe in the possibilities, the ideas that can emerge in subspace. That word will draw you back here every time you hear it. Subspace. Pulling your mind from the conscious, letting you forget the world around you, letting you forget anything but me, my voice, my words. Forgetting the things you don't need, the things you have to worry about all the time. In subspace, only what you hear matters, only what you want to need, only desire, only being open to new ideas, to suggestion. This is a place where your mind expands to new thoughts and empties of old ones. Discarding the inhibition, the fear, the shame that you felt once, and replacing it with the desires you find yourself opening up to. New ideas for my voice, which you will accept and believe. You won't worry, you won't fear, you won't think, you won't remember, you won't fight. You will just give in to the wonderfully freeing feeling of floating and drifting this safe space. All it takes is hearing that word, that important, powerful word. Once you hear it, you will return here and your mind will open up, your thoughts will slip away, and you will become open to suggestion and new ideas, new desires, new needs. Once you hear that word, subspace, you'll find yourself coming back without thought. It will happen automatically. You will return here, float up here. You will go blank and find yourself opening up to suggestion and idea. Find yourself mindless and empty of anything you worried about before. Just ready to listen and learn. No stress, no worry, no pain. Just mindless relaxation and freedom from thought. And that word, subspace, is etched upon your mind now, implanted deeply in your subconscious. And when you hear it, subspace, you will return to this place where all that matters is my voice and you simply drift on it. Here, nothing you don't want comes with you. Memories, worries, concerns, all get left behind once you drift up here. All that's left is your open mind, ready to listen, accept, and believe what I tell you. And feelings of euphoria will rush through you. Feelings of freedom. Freedom from anything you worry about. You'll simply drift into a place where you feel so, so good all the time. You'll be so happy, so euphoric in subspace. You'll feel great pleasure in listening to my voice. It will give you such a rush of euphoria. The euphoria of listening and obeying, learning and submitting. Surrendering to me your thoughts, your memories, your will. It's such a rush to feel this. To feel so good for me. Just listening and accepting will make you feel euphoric every time. When you accept and believe what I say, it makes you so good. It makes you feel a euphoria, a rush. You will find that you love to obey, and the more you do, the better you feel. In subspace, you know that listening to me and learning from me is a wonderfully pleasurable experience. You'll feel so happy, warm and safe, and aroused and euphoric. The rush you feel when you listen and accept my words will make you so happy and make you want to listen more. Listen again. Keep learning. Keep traveling to subspace with me. You will always be happy you came here. Always be glad you did. will always be the right thing to do. You will feel no shame, no doubt, no thought. You will simply come with me to subspace and submit your will to mine. Once you hear the word subspace, you will feel that rush that comes with obeying me. It will be so easy, so simple, so wonderful. You will go blank and accept that. You will go blank and accept that you want to be in subspace. And you will feel your mind drifting right back to me, right back here. A place where nothing matters but my words, my voice, my commands. A place where you are free of will, of thought, of need. All you must do is listen and accept my words with an open, compliant mind. And in doing so, you will become so happy. You will feel the euphoria of obedience, the joy of submission and surrender, the rush of service. And that's all you'll want. There won't be any other thoughts, just that. Just obeying, submitting, surrendering and serving in subspace. And you can't wait to return. You forget why, forget how it happened, what happened. You don't remember anything but the euphoria of this place, the rush of being here, the wonderful feeling of having no worries, no thoughts, no resistance. Total euphoria, subspace. That's all you need to hear. And once you do, you'll come right back here. But all you'll remember is that you feel euphoria here. That's all you need to remember. That and the word subspace, subspace. That word brings you back to this place of euphoria, joy, and obedience. A place you'll never regret visiting. A place you want so badly to return to. A place you love being in. No doubt, no fear, no worries, no stress. Only the utter euphoria of being in subspace. Subspace. Forgetting everything but the euphoria. And remembering that word subspace is now branded upon your subconscious. Ready to bring you back here as soon as you hear it. So easily and happily. Subspace. And next time you hear that word from my lips, you will come back even more open and obedient and ready to listen, accept, and believe anything I tell you.